It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in the conversation.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
All right, everyone has a favorite side dish for the most part, unless you're really, 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 really weird when it comes to Thanksgiving. But what's your family's, how do I put this, uncommon, or maybe people would say it's a little weird side dish? Alex, your family's got a little something-something. What is it?
We always make corn pudding. Have you ever had that?
Oh, gosh. I've had corn, and I've had pudding. I don't know if... I'm going to Google it. Maybe I have, but I'm going to say no.
Have you had it, Bruce, or pork chop?
No, but like I said, I'd eat anything except seafood. So, yes, I would eat it. I don't know. It sounds interesting.
It's corn, one of my favorite sides. Liv the Web Girl, what does your family have that's weird or uncommon at Thanksgiving?
Well, I just tried corn pudding for the first time like 3 weeks ago, and it was literally amazing.
Oh, okay.
My mom every year makes this cranberry Jell-O salad. And so it's cranberry Jell-O, then inside it's walnuts and celery.
White people,
on
right?
On a bed of lettuce. And it's, no offense,
really?
It's so gross. And
oh.
No one eats it and
why?
No one likes
oh, no.
it. But she makes it because it's a tradition with my grandma. My grandmother used to make it and she since passed. Oh, and it has real cranberries in it
okay.
too. It's not great.
I was going to ask, no disrespect, because grandma passed on and you said that. Okay.
Yeah, she
some
has
things
passed.
Should die with people when they die. I'm just saying, if nobody likes grandma's cranberry salad doo-doo thing,
let it go,
rest in peace.
I have a couple bites every year just for tradition, and Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without it.
Really? Like it would be better? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
We have a tweet from somebody at Joe and Alex Show. They said that they make s'mores for Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh. That sounds good, but very random.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you'd have that. I looked up the corn pudding thing. I think I have had this. I don't have it every year, but it sounds good because it's just cornbread with cream corn kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Or canned corn? That actually sounds better than cornbread.
I'm telling you. It's amazing.
God, for once, there's something that's not even weird about you. You said it was weird.
Well, it's uncommon. Not a lot. Not every family has stuffing and rolls and mashed potatoes, but not every family has corn pudding. That's why the question is, what uncommon/weird thing does your family do? Like somebody just tweeted us and said s'mores. It's definitely uncommon and weird. For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, that would be really weird, but I like that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Pork chop.
Yeah, I've got a great one.
Okay.
So this is very New Jersey, very Italian. And since I've moved to the Midwest, I've noticed people don't even know what this is. It's called baked ziti.
Oh, I've heard of that like in a mob movie. What's a baked ziti?
I've heard about it, but I've never had it.
I gotta Google this.
It's so good. Okay, and so I'm not a cook, but this is the one thing I make, and I make it every Thanksgiving.
Is it Italian?
Oh, very Italian.
Here, Alex, it looks like noodles and lasagna.
No, that that looks terrible.
I would never eat that.
I've got a picture of it on my Instagram. I'll show you.
Okay. I don't like pasta.
Oh, well, you don't like cheese.
She doesn't like cheese.
I load the cheese on there. I put ricotta cheese. I put Parmesan cheese. I put provolone cheese.
He makes the cheese sound better. Like, Alex really wants it. And I was like, ricotta. Ricotta cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
Somebody says on Facebook that they make waffles.
Okay.
Waffles. They put waffles on the table, like as their bread item.
Maybe for like Thanksgiving breakfast.
Yeah, like chicken and waffles would be pretty dope. I don't know about turkey and
waffles.
You would
have chicken and waffles for Thanksgiving, like syrup and everything?
I've already told you, yes. I'm a huge fan of chicken and waffles. I like the chicken to be a little bit hot, too.
I am, too, but not for Thanksgiving.
I don't like turkey. I'm not just saying that to be different, but I've never liked turkey.
Look, Alex, that's my Instagram, my baked ziti.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I would never eat that.
That looks delicious, Joe. Back me up.
Okay, to be fair, I'm sure it tastes amazing, but that looks like if you got indigestion and that's what came out.
No,
I'm just throwing that one out there.